We do have a line open at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you if you'd like to join the conversation. Before we get to our calls, a couple things. Our flagship station, KTAR, has given us a variety of sporting event tickets to give away to our listeners as a little appreciation. If you would like to go to the Suns game as they take on the Kings, this is March 15th, 7 p.m. We have two tickets. And make you work for it a little bit, this one. We had some real freebies last week. You're going to have to earn it this time. Text. This will be a text giveaway. What is the name of Pella's fiberglass window line?
Oh, you are gonna make them work.
Yeah.
If
you get our weekly newsletter.
You would know.
You would know. You would have to have watched the video that was in it, or you would have had to have heard it last week, or just been a very astute listener and with a good memory. But you can find the answer in our newsletter in the video that was in it this week.
Suns and Kings, when's the game?
March 15th, okay. 7 p.m.
Okay, this coming week. So make sure you've got that date open before you win the tickets.
And then we do have two more tickets to give away.
They're good
through
seats.
The rest of the program.
They're really good seats.
They are. We have March 17th against the Magic, and then we have some Coyotes tickets against the St. Louis Blues for March 18th.
All right.
So we'll give away those two later on. But this is for March 15th, Phoenix Suns versus the Kings.
All right, a couple of things we do here at Rosie on the House to earn the title of being every Arizona homeowner's best friend is we're constantly building out. I was telling you that our referral network is growing bigger and faster than it ever has since we started. And just some of the new members that have joined us in Mesa, Above and Beyond Pool Service, Bailey's Blind Repair, Architect down in Tucson, Chauncey Meyer. How about Crime Guard, window treatments, security screens, and security doors. Desert Storage with 11 locations in Phoenix. They'll do self-storage. They'll do wine storage. They'll do RV storage. They'll do car storage, office space rental, truck rental, packing supplies, shipping supplies, and drive-in storage.
Everything but your house.
Desert Storage. We've got Gecko Pest Control down in Tucson, Omni Pools in Tucson, The Inspector, Home Inspections. We needed a home inspector for a long time. Finally, someone was able to make it through the screening service, serving the greater Phoenix metro area.
Received a great feedback on him this week.
He does that. Fine home inspection report. He really does. The Tree Amigos. How about Town and Country Hauling Services? You got some junk or trash in about your property you want to just get cleaned up? It's Town and Country Hauling Service. Give them a ring. And Tucson Window and Door. All right. That's just the most recent additions to Rosie on the House. We're not loosening the reins, and the filter is as tight or tighter than it's ever been. So
I can vouch for that.
Yeah, Jennifer's busy. She is our chief screener.
We've got a third party that does all the quality surveying now, the Guild Quality, that just does a fabulous job with real customer results. A lot of people are like, what about reviews? What about reviews? You know what? That's somebody's opinion. This is actually a quality survey that goes through a certain, like, eight different points. How was their time? How was the cleanliness of the job site? You could get done and somebody was unhappy about $20 on the bill and throw a huge fit.
Right.
This is nothing about the job that was done. So it's an actual real feedback that you can rely on.
And I like the new website that lets remodeling contractors and service providers
Evaluate homeowners.
Yeah. I think that is hilarious. Let's get to the phone. We've got Ken and Greg and an open line for you. If you'd like to get on board, 1-888-767-4348.
Greg's first on the line. Welcome to the program.
Greg and Gilbert and then Ken. Good morning, Greg.
Hi. I wanted to ask you a question, Rosie and Romy, about roof rats. About 2.5 months ago, we heard something in the attic and or roof and called someone out who had an excellent reputation for dealing with that. But since that time, maybe just one rat's been caught and one bird's been killed with a trap, and the person just kind of put some traps around the top and patio and areas, but nothing in the attic. And we're not really too satisfied with the progress at this point and wanted to know what ideas you had.
Hmm. Well, generally speaking, we need to set ground traps around the perimeter of the house and in areas the rats. Do you have citrus on your property?
Right. There's a citrus tree that buds up to the house and the patio overhang. So
yeah.
I'd be doing that.
Yeah. You know, I imagine they probably put traps on. Does that citrus tree overhang a flat portion of the roof?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I imagine they put a trap up there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. You know, rats are dumb. They're slow. But if they've been at your residence any time, there's going to be a few of them.
Right.
And you're still hearing the pitter-patter in the soffits and the attic ceiling?
Yes.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be too down on the company yet. It does take time, and if they're already there, they've got their established route and food sources, so they don't need the trap bait yet. I mean, it takes time to trap them.
And they do multiply quickly.
How long have you had this company out with their traps in place?
About 2.5 months.
2.5 months. Well, we should have caught more than one, that's for sure. I'm guessing they went and did an analysis on your roof of where the entry points could possibly be, right?
Yes, they've done that. They have not put any traps, though, in the attic. And one of the things they said was they want to try to catch them on the outside to see where they're entering from. But at this point, I just thought that, you know, why not have traps inside as well?
Yeah. Well, if they were easy points of access, that may be a good argument. I would tell you, I don't know who the company is, but you mentioned they have a good reputation. I would just sit down with them and say, I'm not happy. How do we step this up to the more aggressive level and see where that can get you? We know lots of families that fight this. And, boy, once they've infiltrated, it can be tough. I can tell you one thing. You need to find the points of entry, and you do not seal those up, okay? Because then you're trapping them in your house. You want to get the trapping done, then you seal it up, okay?
One free resource that really is very helpful is the Maricopa County Vector. If you just go online and put on Maricopa County Vector Control, they will come out for free. They'll look around. They're experts at nailing where they come in, things you hadn't even thought of. So I would suggest giving them a call, make an appointment.
We've actually had to use that service for a couple of clients of ours where they were in that dilemma. There have been more citrus trees ripped out of yards in the last 7 or 8 years since this roof rat invasion started. That have been planted. I'm sure of that. I mean, when you may love your orange Valencias and you may love your ruby red grapefruit and all that, but when you know that's what's bringing the rats onto your property, rip the tree out. but it's not their only food source, so it's a contributing source. All right, let's get to Ken now, who's been patiently waiting. That opens the line for you at 1-888-767-4348. Ken, we're going from roof rats to what?
Hard water. The previous caller was talking about it for his water heater, but I listened to your excellent program on water softeners.
Okay.
But I'm just wondering where all the salt goes and what that does to the environment, and is there an alternative plan?
Well, I can tell you that the brine, once we to facilitate the ionic exchange, we have to charge the medium with a positive, and we do that with sodium, and then we have to clean all those medium beads, and the backwash is a heavy brine solution. That if you're on a septic tank, just goes in your septic tank, and it doesn't hurt septic tanks at all. If you're on a city sewer system, it just discharges into the city sewer system. And it isn't to the level that city service utility companies are having any kind of anxiety or grief on it at all. So the new equipment, Ken, uses so much less backwash than the older units. I mean, we're down by 60 and 70% of what they used to do. In some cases, even higher than that. So the brine discharge isn't anything you need to be overly concerned about from all the research I've seen on the industry. I hope that helps, and thank you for complimenting the program. We've gotten several compliments on the water treatment show that we had. Was that just last week, or was that 2 weeks ago?
That was in January or December.
No. That was just last week.
Oh, with Connecticut. Yeah. I was, where was I? I was gone. Was I at the rodeo?
Yes, you were.
Yeah. I was just talking to Jack in Tucson when we were there this week about it. I missed it. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
We did have All About Water in December as well. So it's a topic that, you know, we could cover over and over and over and over and over again.
Well, there's
people
so much
still not.
There's so much bad information about it. There's equipment out there that's making claims. Well, there's several brands of equipment out there making claims that just can't be certified, can't be laboratory tested. And know this, folks, when you're shopping water treatment equipment, we have gone through a laborious research time frame over years and selected those in Arizona we feel are the most reputable using the best equipment. So when you're shopping water treatment, just get to rosieonthehouse.com, go to the search engine, find a trusted partner, click in water treatments, and bada bing, bada boom.
1-888-767-4348. This is the open line hour. Anything you, the Arizona homeowner, would like to talk about, simply join the conversation by calling that toll-free number, no matter where in the great state of Arizona you may be listening. 1-888-767-4348. We have Rias is now here in studio, out in the lobby. They'll be joining us in the 10 o'clock hour, talking about all things that relates to energy consumption and reducing that consumption at your personal residence without sacrificing comfort or lifestyle. And you can join that conversation again, that same toll-free number,